Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Huh. That's weird.
What is it, Nimini?
Well, all these little speckles keep showing up on the windshield of the ship. I keep thinking it's regular space dust, but I'm pretty sure it's confetti?
Excuse me, does anyone else hear that thumping bass line that sounds like it's gradually getting louder and louder?
Hey, is anyone else seeing those colorful strobe lights outside?
Yeah, I think there's a planet out there, and...
It looks like the whole planet is having a party!
Oh! Do you think we could stop by? Oh, you never know which casting directors might be at a party.
Megan, I don't think a casting director from Earth is going to be at a party on a planet way out on the edge of space.
You never know!
I'm sorry, Megan. We're running a really tight schedule. We just need to fly right past this planet.
Hey! Wow! Hi! Look at all of you! Sweet ship! Welcome! Come here!
Who said that?
Whoa, check it out! The planet is rotating!
And it's got a face?
A giant face!
Hey guys, it's me! It's the planet! I'm like a whole planet!
The planet is talking to us! What do we do?
Maybe we should talk back! Hello, great and mighty planet!
No, just call me Party Planet!
Party planet?
Yeah, I love to party.
Oh, wow. That explains nice the name. Nice to meet you.
And I'm really happy you guys came to my party.
Party Planet, if this is a party, where is everyone?
Oh, well, it's kind of still space dinner time, so people I'm imagining are still finishing up their meals with their family and friends, but then they usually go to the parties after that. But hey, thanks for being the first ones here. Do you guys want to play charades?
This party is kind of lame.
Yeah, we should get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Party Planet, but we should really get going.
Wait. I insist. Are you guys hungry? Because I got a bunch of jumbo bags of Vorgios.
Oh, actually, you know, we've got a lifetime supply of Vorgios on our ship, so...
Oh, well, I'm sure we can find something to do. Come on. This party's gonna be fun.
Uh-oh. We're stuck in this planet's orbit. His gravitational pull is too strong and he won't let us go. We can't escape.
You can't leave until you party with me!
I like my story.
Don't write for other people, just write for yourself.
Just go for the imagination.
I've been wanting to write a story, and I'm obsessed with werewolves.
Sheep,
get out of here. We're trying to finish a story.
The Sully Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy
and songs.
None of you are allowed to leave. Not until we have fun, or else.
Okay, calm down, Party Planet. What do you want to do?
I've got a broomstick. Maybe we could all play limbo. Or I could take out my acoustic guitar and we could all sing a popular 90s pop rock hit. Like, today I'm gonna be undone, gonna ding down.
As much as I would love to see a whole planet play the guitar, can we please just do a story first?
Yeah!
Okay, listeners, this first story features Tony Award-winning actress Lena Hall on lead vocals, so get ready to rock. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Marin, and I'm 11 years old, and I live in Washington. This is my story. Every midnight, I turn into a wolf.
Place. I said, Grandma, am I cursed? She said,
that is not the case.
You have undergone a transformation. One that skipped your parents' generation. Now I'll tell you something if you promise not to shout. Apparently you turn into a wolf.
A wolf?
A wolf.
Forget about it. Six years later, no reported incidents. Went to a slumber party, just me and all my friends. Five normal humans, I'll tell you their names. We got Susie, Lily, Kate, Mark, and finally James. Yeah, we played a little board game and we ate a little snack. When it comes to sleepovers, Oz was on track. Then we got a little sleepy, so we all went to bed. That's when I heard that popping in my head.
You have undergone a transformation. One that skipped your parents' generation.
Skipped the generation.
All my friends were staring, then they all began to shout. So can't forget about it.
Oh,
And now Lee speaks with the author.
So, Marin, you wrote Every Midnight I Turn Into a Wolf.
Yes.
Can you tell me how you came to write that story?
I was just sitting in my room, and for like a while now, I've been wanting to write a story, and I'm obsessed with werewolves.
When I was a kid, I was really obsessed with werewolves, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I was really into werewolves, and I remember this one time I was like in my backyard walking around like practicing my werewolf howl.
Oh, my gosh.
When I came inside, my mom was like, why were you making a chicken sound out there?
That's funny.
What's interesting to you about werewolves?
Well, I kind of just like how they're half human and half wolf.
Yeah.
And like they're super fast and they have good eye vision and they have tails and ears, like wolf ears, which is amazing.
One of my favorite parts of your story is the sleepover.
Yeah.
I can just picture how much everyone was like freaking out when she turned into a wolf.
They all hid behind one another and then they're like in a line trying to move back to the door.
Do you think their parents believed them?
No, probably not until she wasn't seen again.
Have you ever seen something and tried to tell people about it and they didn't believe you?
Actually, yes, because when I was younger, around 7, and I was at a Girl Scout camping trip, and my friend had just lost her tooth, and I actually saw her tooth fairy because it was 1 in the morning, and I think I was the only one awake, and I just saw her tooth fairy standing in the corner of my eye.
No way, really?
Yeah.
What does she look like?
I don't really remember, but I do think she had a rainbow dress.
Oh, wow.
And the rainbow was actually fading.
A fading rainbow dress. Did you freak out?
Well, not really, because I had always believed in mythical creatures. If I knew if I freaked out, I would wake everyone up and she would run away.
And did people believe you?
I don't think they did, because afterwards, I kind of saw the looks on their faces.
And how did it make you feel that you saw this thing, but no one believed you?
Kind of felt like people would think I'm crazy, but at least it's good knowing something that other people don't really know. If you care about something and other people don't believe you, that's fine. Just don't listen to them.
And what do you have to do inside of yourself to sort of feel strong and confident in what you believe, even when others don't?
I mostly just think they have yet to see what I have seen in my past.
Yeah, like they haven't had that experience yet.
Yeah.
As someone who believes in mythical creatures, etc., is there one kind of creature that you are hoping to see in your lifetime?
It's either a dragon or a wolf, a werewolf.
If you had to pick, which would you pick?
They're equally great.
Yeah. Do you have your own werewolf howl? Do you think you, would you mind doing your werewolf howl for me?
Okay.
That was really good.
Can you do yours?
Yeah, I'll do mine. Wait, sorry. I haven't practiced in a long time.
That's actually really good.
Thank you. You didn't think it sounded like a chicken?
No, I think your mom misheard.
I think she misheard as well. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Wait, can we howl together? Because wolves have to howl in a pack, right?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Arr! Yes! Maren, this has been so fun to talk to you.
You too.
Thanks for letting us perform your story.
And thank you, Lee, for choosing it.
Oh, you're so welcome.
All right. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, Maren. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, that story is
so
good.
Awesome, right?
Wonderful. fun times. Come on, everybody.
Okay. Well, I guess we can play one game with you, Party Planet. But then do you promise to let us go?
Yes. Woohoo. All right. Oh, man, so many options. What do you want to play? Oh, I know. There's this super fun party game I've been dying to try. It was voted the #1 most fun party game by Party Game Enthusiasts Intergalactic during last year's Intergalactic Party Game Enthusiasts Convention, y'all!
Is it charades?
It is charades! How did you know that?
I am a proud lifetime member of Party Game Enthusiasts Intergalactic.
Hey, fellow member!
When you got a lot of people, play a party game.
Yeah. Wow, I've never met another member of Party Game Enthusiast Intergalactic outside of a convention. I go to all the conventions.
Because you love games?
Well, not necessarily, but I do love competing. And winning. Well, anyway, you must love party games.
My girlfriend got me into them.
Oh, you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, she was a moon, but we drifted apart. I'm still not sure how that happened. Anyway, charades. I'll go first. Here we go.
Did we start? Is he starting?
Oh, are we supposed to be guessing now?
I think he's pantomiming, but since he's a planet, it kind of looks like he's just sitting still.
Ugh, guys, come on. You gotta guess. Okay, fine. I'll give you the category. Category is movies. That's it. Last hint. No more talking from me starting now.
Two words.
Yes!
Megan, how did you do that?
I don't know, I just guessed.
Maybe we should all just start guessing.
No. Okay, yeah, yeah. First word sounds like muffin.
Nope. Did you say muffin? No, that's a terrible guess.
Whoa, sorry, Party Planet. It's kind of hard to guess what you're acting out because you're a planet and it's hard for you to gesture.
Fine. If you think it's so easy, why don't you try?
Okay, I'll go first, everyone. First, I'll pantomime the category.
Music. The category is music.
Yes, you got it.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Okay, here's the next part.
Oh, five words. Ooh, okay,
hey, guys,
first word.
I can't see.
Looks like he's unfurling a long piece of paper, a scroll, a receipt. Yes, and he's pointing at the bottom of it. Taxes, subtotal, total.
You got it. Good work.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Guys, really? You're all so small. If you could just maybe get a bit closer.
Here's the next word.
Okay, he's putting his hand in front of his face. Hiding, mask, cover. Oh, eclipse!
Yes!
That's it! Oh, fifth word? Heart. Ooh!
Total eclipse of the heart!
Yes! You got it! Wow! Yes. Incredible charading, me. Also, you guys were pretty good at guessing.
Thank you very much.
Woohoo!
Oh, come on! No fair! I couldn't even see! I totally would have gotten that if you just played the game right. You're ruining the whole party.
Whoa, Party Planet, we didn't mean to offend you. I thought we were all just having fun. Whoops, I meant to say fun, not flun.
Flun! Hey, Peter, that's pretty funny.
Oh, you did! That's flun!
Flun! Flun!
No! Whoa. Everyone stop laughing! We're not supposed to develop inside jokes and laugh about them until 9:30! Oh, this whole night is ruined! That's it! This party is canceled!
Where is all that soft rain coming from?
Lee, I don't think that's rain. I think those are tears. I think Party Planet is crying.
Oh, no, Party Planet, we're sorry.
Yeah, why don't you try doing a charade again?
Yeah,
come on.
No, it's okay. It doesn't matter anymore. You can all just fly home now. This party is officially over.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
Ha!
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
This party is officially over.
Hey, Party Planet, I don't mean to overstep my bounds here, but it kind of feels like maybe you're crying because of some deeper issues that you're experiencing and not because of the game.
It's just that, well, I throw these parties every night and nobody ever wants to hang out with me. I try really hard to make friends, but no matter how hard I try, no matter how cool of a party I throw, nothing works. I just don't get it. I mean, how did you guys get to be such good friends?
Well, nothing really forced us to become friends. It just sort of happened.
We might have some similar interests, but we also all like doing different things, too. And those differences are things that we appreciate in one another.
That's right, Megan. For example, I really like eating snacks.
That doesn't really feel like a hobby you can use to define yourself.
Don't interrupt. Look, just because you have an idea in your head about what other people might like about you, like your ability to throw a cool party, it doesn't mean that people would actually enjoy those things.
Yeah, the best way you can make friends is by just being yourself and finding people who love you for who you are.
Wow, I guess I never thought of it like that.
Party Planet, do you even like charades?
Not at all. I'm actually more of a crossword puzzle kind of guy.
Wait, is Party Planet even your name?
No, it's Proxima Cephas, but my mom calls me Mark. I've sort of been forcing people to call me Party Planet.
Well, Proxima Cephas.
Please call me Mark.
Mark, if you threw your own party full of stuff that you like, what would it look like?
Well, first off, no more of that loud techno music. Something more like this. That's more like it. We can definitely get rid of all this gross fruit punch and replace it with some lightly flavored seltzer. Perfect! And now for the piece de resistance, out with the charades and in with the crossword puzzles.
Ooh!
Now let's party.
Oh. All right, crossword.
I'll start with 13 boxes.
It has been a lot of boxes.
So are you collecting boxes?
Whoa, Mark, are you doing crossword puzzles?
Della? Is that you?
Yeah, it's me, Della, one of your moons.
What? I thought you stopped orbiting me years ago.
Well, if I'm being honest, I just never really wanted to party, so I've been hanging out on the other side of you where you can't see me. You know, the side without your face.
Wow. I can't believe you went behind my back. Literally.
Do you think I could join in and do some crossword puzzles with you?
Absolutely.
Hey, everyone, come check it out. Mark's got crossword puzzles.
Oh, cool.
Bella, Cinderella, all of my moons. You were all back there hiding from me the whole time? And is that Stella?
Hi, Mark.
Stella! Guys, this is my ex-girlfriend, Stella.
Hi,
Bye.
Mark, we've got a lot of catching up to do, but I'm so proud of you.
I'm so happy to see you again.
Whoa, look at the time. We've really got to get going.
Mark, we've had so much fun doing crossword puzzles with you, but do you think it'd be okay if we went on our way now?
You're free to go. Thanks for helping me make new friends. It sure has been fun.
That's the joke. It's the inside joke. It's time for that.
Megan was like, wow.
Johnny, get
that's called a callback.
And then I was like, one.
Yeah, I remember.
Hey, before we go, can we do another story?
Yeah!
Okay, listeners, this next story is done in the style of a hard-boiled detective story. That means that the main character is grumpy, talks to himself, sits in his detective office all day, and solves crimes. It's actually a lot of fun. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Will, and I'm 10 years old, and I'm from Arkansas. And this is my story, The Case of the Missing Files.
Ah, just another day for me, Jonathan Jones, a private eye, sitting in my personal office. Looks like today is starting out just like any other with me, reminding myself of my name, occupation, and where I currently am. Time to chillax and make some coffee so I don't feel so darn drowsy. Here I go. Yikes, there is old coffee in here. Jonathan, you gotta be better about these things. This is how you get mold. Oh, who am I kidding? I'm so tired I can barely see. Come on in.
Hello, detective.
No.
Oh, dear, looks like you spilled coffee on me.
You seem totally relaxed about that. Why?
That's my business, not yours. Jonathan Jones, I presume?
That's me. I would tell you who you are, but I don't know if we've met. Also, I'm going to be honest. I'm so tired I don't have any idea what you'd look like.
Classic Jonathan. No, we haven't met.
If we haven't met, then why would you say classic?
I believe you can help me, Mr. Jones.
You're right. Let's get that coffee stain cleaned up.
No, that's
now, I have
not
some
what
moist
I meant.
Towelettes
I
up here, and I think we can.
Don't
instead
worry,
of white,
I have a lady who do. I'll do laundry
it.
Later. It's fine.
Well, it doesn't sound fine. But I'll take your word for it, Miss...
Harper. Miss Harper McHarperson?
I'm going to be honest, that's a strange name.
No, it's not.
Oh, my mistake. Now I'm embarrassed.
In fact, there's nothing to be suspicious about, and I'm a totally normal person who's not against you.
Good to know. Sometimes people don't tell me one way or the other, and I have to figure that out myself. Now back to that stain.
No, I mean, the coffee you spilled on me is not the reason I'm here.
Interesting. Go on.
I'm here because diamonds, rubies, emeralds, and more are being stolen from all over the world. I came here thinking you could help me, and then you spilled coffee all over me.
Oh, so you are concerned about the coffee?
No, I'm concerned about the priceless gems being stolen.
I see. Tell me more.
Well, I don't know anything else, but I can give you a number to call.
Your number?
No.
Good, because I was going to say I don't know if that's necessary.
It's the number of a person who's going to give you more information on the case.
That checks out.
I have to go. Goodbye, Jonathan.
Goodbye, Harper McHarperson.
Yes, that is my real name.
Well, Jonathan, you've started your day off with a totally normal human interaction. Nice going. Also, you got a new case. So first things first, I'll open my cabinet and start a brand new file for this one. What? All my case files gone. Oh no, she stole my files. That means every case I've ever solved, all of my accomplishments gone. Curse my morning drowsiness. Quick, the number she gave me. Time to just plug it into my rotary phone. Let's see here. Five. 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 What's this last number? Five. Good thing she wrote it down. Ah, it's ringing.
Crimes Place, how may I help you?
Crimes Place, huh? My name is Jonathan Jones. I'm a private eye, and I'm very upfront with people.
Oh, did I say Crimes Place? I meant Rhymes Place.
What's a Rhymes Place?
Here at the Rhymes Place, we love to rhyme. In fact, we do it all of the days.
Didn't seem to rhyme.
Yes it did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now I'm embarrassed.
We rhyme so well, it's what we do, just like dogs go bark, or cows go, I'm a cow!
Okay, that definitely didn't rhyme. This is the Crimes Place. What's your address?
649 Cheryl River Road. Don't be distracted if our rhymes are minimal. This place is actually full of criminals. Hey, I did it! Oh no, gotta go!
Now to get to that address, which I can find using my handy road atlas, which... it's like a book full of local maps, ask your parents. Here I am at the address, but it looks just like an old shed. Better go inside alone. Nothing in here but a clock with seven hands. Another dead end. Well, I'd better head back, but first I've got to fix this clock. And by fix this clock, I mean break off the extra hands. Okay, I'm breaking off one, two, three. And now to break off this final one. Oh, I'm falling through a trap door! Okay, Jonathan. You just landed in a hallway and there are two doors. One of them should lead to the criminals. But what does the other door lead to?
Hi, Jonathan Jones.
Hi. You're just a man in a suit standing in a featureless room. Have we met?
Oh, classic Jonathan. No, we haven't met.
Okay, this has been happening to me a lot recently, but if we haven't met, then why
and
would you say...
And obviously you don't have to ask who I am because you already know.
I do?
I'm a superhero, of course. Just kidding. I'm Bob Dwellins.
Hi, Bob Dwellins.
Well, now we've met.
Okay, well, good to meet you, Bob.
You too, Jonathan.
Bye. What a nice fellow. Well, time for door number two. Harper!
Jonathan!
And the person from the phone who tried to convince me this was the rhyme place.
How'd you know it was me?
You two give me back my files.
You'll have to catch us first. Come on, henchmen.
Oh, no. They're going up that ladder and they're getting into that car!
Good luck catching us now that I'm in my brand new 1931 Ford Tudor, the most well-built automobile to date! See you later, Mr. Jones. Oh, come on. Don't do this to me. Buying this car was the worst $500 I ever spent.
Hello.
Ah! You caught up to us.
Yeah, I just walked over from the shed.
Fine. Here are your precious files.
Thank you. Now listen, Harper, bad guy. I've gathered enough evidence, and I'm 50% sure you're both criminals.
Oh, we are! Come on. What?
Now that I've solved this case, I've got a question for you. Why did you steal my files and then give me your real phone number?
Well, we didn't say we were good criminals.
That's true.
I stole your files so we could study them and get better at what we do. But clearly, we still have a lot to learn.
I get it. Being a private eye isn't so easy either. I feel like every day I end up getting distracted by one thing or another. Sometimes I get distracted by just talking to myself, even if I began by talking to someone else. I'll turn away dramatically, like this. And when I finally look back, sometimes they'll be... Hey! They're getting away with my files!
See you later, Jonathan! Oh, shoot.
Looks like another case solved by me, Jonathan Jones, private eye. The end.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to today's authors, Marin and Will. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a story about a character that goes through a surprising transformation. Tell us who your character is, what kind of transformation they go through, and what they're like afterwards. How did making the transformation change their life for better or worse? Today's Story Spark pairs nicely with today's activity guide, which grown-ups can find at StoryPiratesCreatorClub.com. And as always, grown-ups can submit stories at StoryPirates.com. See you next week. Bye!
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Executive producers Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Lee Overtree, Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, and Jonathan Roberts. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Our staff writer is Mike Cabalon, and contributing writers are Will Jacobs, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Special guests, George Basil and Lena Hall. Today's episode features performances by Andrew Barbado, Hannah Corrigan, Langston Darby, Chris Ferry, Caroline Lux, Vanessa Magula, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Emily Olcott, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Caroline Reedy, Blaze Vaca, and Nimini Ware. Every Midnight I Turn Into a Wolf was written by Minzui Karami and Greg Smith and produced by Brendan O'Grady with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell.
And now to do my real wolf howl. Hope you like shaking in your boots, because this wolf howl is going to make you more spooked than you've ever been spooked previously. Are you ready to be spooked? Oh, you are? Okay, well, here you go. Ahem. And there it is. Spooked enough for you? Hope you weren't planning on sleeping tonight, because you've been spooked. Extremely realistic.